tell me a little bit about some of those risky behaviors that teens are, just like any other driver, susceptible to, but maybe teens more susceptible to?
Yeah, so the top five risky driving behaviors are distracted driving, driving at night, speeding, not wearing a seatbelt, and impaired driving. And some people may ask, like, why isn't this a simple problem to solve? You know, why can't we just simply tell people to drive safer and change their behavior? As much as we wish we could just go poof and make people change their behaviors, we recognize that there are oftentimes more factors involved that go into a person's behaviors and decision making. And so, you know, to change a behavior, we have to change a person's attitude and belief about the behavior.
Yeah, somebody who struggles with weight, the choices about how to eat and when to eat, it's not a simple thing to run a light switch and make that happen.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things you guys have done is do an annual survey among Texas students. Tell our listeners a little bit about the findings of this survey in terms of teen attitudes about those five safety risks, and then how they report their own driving behavior.
Yeah, so our annual high school student survey asks about their awareness of those top risky driving behaviors, as well as their attitudes about those behaviors, you know, how acceptable or unacceptable they think that those behaviors are. And then we also ask them about their self-reported behaviors, you know, how frequently they admit to having done a particular behavior within the prior 30 days. And these surveys are collected anonymously to try to encourage honest answers. In Texas, we have collected over 18,000 survey responses between August of 2019 through April of this year. And we found that most teenagers in Texas recognize distracted driving and impaired driving as top risky driving behaviors, but there's still more work to be done in helping them to recognize those other top risks. We also found that for the most part, there is some consistency between what teens believe are unacceptable behaviors and then avoiding those driving behaviors, but there's certainly still work to be done to try to improve that consistency even more.